KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The McLaren Circus has rejected allegations of animal abuse and insists it has not broken any laws. The travelling troupe, which is currently performing in Ballito, has accused Kwadukuza councillor Jack Abrahams of encouraging harassment and public disruption. It says Abrahams joined a WhatsApp group that incited protests at shows over the alleged mistreatment of animals. According to the circus, the councillor apparently suggested they improperly influenced the municipality's decision to rent them the venue, suggesting possible corruption. Animal rights activists began staging demonstrations outside the circus yesterday. In a written complaint to the municipality and the DA, the group has demanded an investigation along with a public apology and retraction for the harassment and damage to their reputation. McLaren Circus says it's complied with all rental rules and bylaws. The DA's Sakila Mgadi says the party supports Abrahams in his efforts.
So at this point, we haven't been able to verify if any complaint was put forward. What we are aware, though, is that one, the DA isn't organizing this process and the protest. What we are doing is supporting the community, particularly in Jack Abrahams' ward, who feels strongly that there's a violation of animal rights that occur in, you know, raising awareness with something that is in line with our values against animal cruelty and animals being kept in captivity.
We're going to be given an update on the government's efforts to soften the impact of the newly imposed US trade tariffs. The Ministers of Trade and Agriculture will provide feedback this morning on the 30% duties placed on South African goods recently. Last week, President Cyril Ramaphosa said that during a phone call with Donald Trump, it was agreed that teams from both countries would continue trade negotiations. The government says this morning's joint briefing will also outline the measures being put in place to protect South Africa's economic interests. Itekwini Fire says a cigarette is suspected to have sparked a shack fire that gutted more than 20 homes in Cato Crest. The blaze, which broke out on Belair Road, has left dozens of people homeless. 3 weeks ago, a fire that ripped through Durban's Kennedy Road informal settlement claimed the life of a woman and her 19-month-old baby. Now, Divisional Commander Nkulumo Dube says firefighters yesterday worked for an hour to douse the flames. He says investigations into the exact cause are still underway.
It was reported that someone was smoking. Apparently, the person was sleeping. Yeah, I don't know how the way he cut the cigarette, and then they went and woke him up. His check was already on fire. And to put the fire under control, it took us around 10 to 15 minutes. Whatever, to fully extinguish, it was more than an hour.
And Colombian presidential candidate Miguel Uribe has died 2 months after he was shot at a campaign rally. The family of the 39-year-old conservative senator says he'd suffered a brain hemorrhage. A 15-year-old hitman is believed to have carried out the attack on Uribe in the capital. The teen was one of six suspects arrested in connection with the shooting. Back home, conditions are fine across KZN. Durban's going up to a high of 25 degrees. Richards Bay and Maritzburg, 27. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.